I've been very fortunate. The first thing that I did at Stanford is sit down and meet with the department chair, not just a professor, but what needs to be done is to meet with the person who appoints the professor that's going to teach the course. That needs to be done by the blind person himself. This is what I did at Stanford, and I asked who was going to be teaching a course with 1 year's notice. Course appointments are normally done just 1 or 2 months in advance. And so when that knowledge is not to be had, I asked then that for the courses I wanted to take, that a pre-decision could be made on what course textbook would be used. Usually the case was that two professors taught the course consistently through the years, and usually they only used one textbook. But so the department chair would have the conversation with those that might be teaching the course and get consensus about what textbook would be used, and if possible, which chapters would definitely be used, and then a second subset of chapters that probably would be covered in addition. I would then take this textbook and the chapters that must be available and the chapters that likely would be available, and I would have that material brailled with certainty, and I would have a 12-month period to begin on finding a braille transcriber to material to make that material available. And usually, if it was a required course, I would actually have the text brailled in its entirety. And that was very important for follow-on courses and for using that material professionally. So what happens in the college setting is the professor gives a required text and other texts for reference. The remainder of the text that isn't covered in class is the portion of the text that's used on a daily basis in the professional setting. And the additional courses that are mentioned for reference may be necessary to have access to selected chapters to be able to solve problem sets and whatnot. The second thing that made my success in college and in the PhD program is I have pre-contact with the professor who's going to teach the course before the first day of the course. I meet with them in person and tell them that I'm looking forward to taking their course, and if I could have a syllabus in advance, I ask that on the first day I'd like to stand up and make an announcement. And they have always said yes, and I stand up and explain that I'm taking the course, and I would like someone or several volunteers to tell me that I could make a copy of their class notes, and then I will work with a reader who can understand their handwriting. And so I would like a sample of two or three students who could show me their class notes, and then these people come forward, give me their phone numbers, and I make arrangements to get a copy of their class notes for this course. With those class notes, I then show it to my reader, and I find out which person's handwriting is most decipherable by my reader. The point to bring up here is that different people can understand certain kinds of handwriting better than others. So if you ask a friend who has the clearest handwriting, they'll give one statement, but the person who has to make sense of it may have a different opinion and have more success. So the person who's going to have to read it to you is the person that should select the notes and the readability of the notes. And of course, part of that decision is my decision. If the notes were terse and missed many points, it didn't matter that they were quite clear. The one that was hard to decipher but held the highest content would be the one that I would work from.